Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong.
So speaking of Kentucky
right.
women.
Yeah.
Are you going to see that ESPN 30 for 30 on John Calipari and the One and Not Done?
I don't know. I love the 30 for 30s, but I have no interest in Calipari or his basketball
I think he's
program.
Awesome, man.
I don't dislike him. He just doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been way more interesting 30 for 30s that I have wanted to see. College basketball, by and large, is not something that I pay a whole lot of attention to anyway until March Madness. So, and this whole one and done thing, I'm like, okay, whatever, I don't care.
Well, you know, here's what's so interesting for me is you know, do you ever see that thing that they show periodically, like, what would you do? It's like a TV series.
Oh, right,
it's like,
yeah.
What would you do? Like, you know, so whatever terrifying scenario shows right. up, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, like, what would you do, right? You're, okay, boom.
Yeah.
You're the head coach of Kentucky.
Okay.
Are you going to take the 10 best guys in the country knowing that they're going to be gone? And you're going to do everything you can to make sure that you facilitate their one-year transition to the NBA, which basically makes you a one-year factory for guys who aren't interested in going to school.
Right.
Or are you the type of person who wants to build a team together, show how teamwork works, and that way you can actually graduate leaders as opposed to just the best basketball player?
I generally subscribe to the fact that talent wins out. But as we saw in the last Super Bowl, talent did not win out. The players that played best together and cheated better together as a team won the Super Bowl, even though Atlanta had more talent.
I'm glad you mentioned cheating, because here's the thing. Would you cheat?
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Well, I mean, here's
no,
the thing.
I would not.
Okay, and I really want you to think about this in a different way, because everyone, of course, 100% of people asked, if you cheat,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be like, no, of course not. Of course I'd never cheat. No one would ever say that they cheat.
Right. No, I cheat at golf all the time.
Now, would you cheat? Just between you and me.
I'd cheat at golf.
Cheat at golf?
But I feel like I'm cheating myself when I cheat at golf. If I were a basketball coach at a major college basketball factory, I would not cheat, especially if I'm Calipari and I'm already getting the best players in the country. I don't need to cheat. If I'm at a, you know where I might cheat? If I'm a coach in a major conference at a school that does not historically have good basketball, and I wanted to put our school on the map, come hell or high water, I might consider it.
You might consider
it? I might consider it. Depends. You have to take risk and reward. And plausible deniability. And who's there to
well, okay,
to
well, how about
you?
This?
You can
how
throw
about
them
this?
Under the bus.
How about this?
Yeah.
The head coach of Oklahoma a few years ago, his last name was Sampson.
Uh-huh. I remember him.
And he got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was ahead of the curve on texting.
Right.
And he was texting thousands of messages to these people. And he got in trouble for that. Now, they say that Twitter is actually not considered, because it's public,
right,
is not considered cheating. However, I mean, and people talk about this with Michigan, where, you know, okay, so if everyone has all the best, so how do you gain an advantage? Well, do you gain an advantage by going and having camps in the South, right, in SEC country? Do you have, you know, like how Michigan does, where they went to Italy and practiced and did all these things, where you give all of the, so if you can't pay the players.
You're talking about the Michigan Fab Five.
No, I'm talking about the football team. That
I didn't. I know the Fab Five
okay.
went overseas.
No,
I didn't know
okay,
they took
so,
the
yeah.
whole football
no, no,
team.
So
over
the
to
football
Italy.
Team, they did off-season training camps
in Italy,
in Florida, first.
Okay,
which is funny, right? So they went down for a week and just did training camps and had camps for kids in Florida and stuff, and they had all the whole football team there. And then another time they went to Italy and they had training camp in Italy.
How did they get the players there?
Plane.
But I mean, who bought the tickets?
Michigan.
See, to me, that is, that feels like cheating.
But they're already on the, the team. So so it's no different than
Then you're buying their hotel and you're buying their
You buy their hotel, you buy their food all the time. You buy that all the time when they go anywhere.
Because those are scheduled NCAA appearances. These are not. These are choices that
But maybe the school made the choice to do it, and maybe they do it with a lot of teams. I'm just saying this is so
I don't understand your point though.
Okay, so my point is this. And I haven't got to my point. So here's the point. The point is, in the future, that's probably going to be cheating.
Because you can't really.
I mean, you can't pay the players right now, and I have a solution to that. But you can't pay the.
Don't pay them.
No, you can pay them. I'm just telling you, there's a solution to that which everyone can agree to, and I'll talk about that in a second. All right, but if you can't pay them, then you give them the world. I can give you the world. We will go to Italy. We will go when it's cold in Michigan in the winter. We will go down to Florida. All right. We will take care of you in every possible thing. Is that cheating?
Yeah, it's cheating. Anything that gives a school an unfair advantage over another school is cheating.
Well, anybody, there is not one Power Five football team that couldn't afford to have a week with their football players in Italy.
I can guarantee you, there's no way ever that my CU Buffs are going to pay to take 70 to 80 guys across the sea to Italy to practice.
I think you underestimate.
Oh, no.
How much money?
One, we all know that the program is already in debt. Like, they don't have any money. And two, even if they did have the money, we know that there are schools, particularly in the Pac-12, where football has to watch its P's and Q's. And there are people who are just looking for any reason to excoriate them for spending on things that students and faculty in this community would not particularly think is
worthwhile. Well, here's what's so funny. When the CU was in the Big 12, okay,
mm-hmm.
One of the major programs there got in trouble because they bought their star player house.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And then we get to the Big 12, or the Pac-12, and there's SC. Got in trouble because they bought their star player house. Do you know what the solution is? Stop buying players' houses.
Well, but USC, here's the difference. In Oklahoma, their fans get mad if the Oklahoma Sooners don't try to cheat. Like, what are you doing, man? If you got to cheat, you got to cheat.
Well, you know, the whole
USC, they suffered. I mean, they were down for a while because of that whole problem.
You know, the whole thing about Sooners, those were cheaters. The Oklahoma Sooners were literally cheaters. That was the whole thing. They were the people that went before the Homestead Act. They went out early.
And they ran out and grabbed their land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
Well, but that's kind of how it is in the South. Like, I feel like in the South and the SEC and all that, their fans get mad.
Michigan's cheating. No, I think Michigan, and I think Ohio State's cheating. Remember the good old days when guys were just trading their jerseys for tats?
See, I don't find that to be cheating.
No.
Okay. I don't.
Okay.
That's not cheating to me because that's not giving Ohio State an unfair advantage.
Do you want a solution to the whole problem?
You don't have one, but I'll listen to what you have.
I do. I have a solution. Okay. So here's a solution, and this is a solution that will work with all the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Will work with all the players,
mm-hmm.
and we'll work this way. Kids who go to a college do not get paid. They do, however, have access and control of their jersey. So, for instance, if I'm a football player that goes to CU and my number is 14, and my name is Copeland on the back and I'm 14,
mm-hmm.
Any of those jerseys that are sold.
Okay.
You
get the money from it.
Mostly, yeah. Maybe give 5% to the university because it is a university's name on it. But, you know, most of it goes to you.
I'll split 50-50. I think
however you want to do
it.
And then because here's how this works. So, yes, if you're the star running back, so if you're Philip Lindsay.
You're going to make a lot more than.
Then if you're someone on,
your offensive lineman.
Or if you're like 12th or your 25th person on the women's soccer team. But if you're on that women's soccer team, there's nothing that say that you can't go around and still sell your jerseys other ways and make money that way, selling
sure.
that jersey.
You can try.
You can.
You know, if they don't know you.
Who knows?
They're not going to spend money.
You never know.
You could try.
But that is the way to do it. And then if you wanted to make it a little bit more even, they could get their own money once you pass a threshold, which is given to everybody.
Money that goes into a kitty. And they get spread around among the teams.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.